There's news of a new partnership between Amazon and the U.S. Postal Service. The Postal Service is going to try delivering milk, bread, and other groceries for the online giant for a 2-month trial in San Francisco. So the Amazon behemoth keeps expanding its reach, but does it have an Achilles heel? New York Magazine technology columnist Kevin Roos wanted to find out. He joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess before we talk about the potential threats to Amazon, we should talk about how Amazon got where it is. How did it get to be the world's largest online retailer?
Well, it started off selling books, as we all know, but then they realized that if you could sell books over the internet, you could probably sell CDs and DVDs and all kinds of other commodity goods. But then, I mean, that's really the old story. The new story of Amazon is that they are trying to be a media company. They want not only to compete with Netflix, but they just bought Twitch, which is a video game streaming website. And they're also expanding into cloud computing and other sort of businesses like that. So to think of Amazon as a company that only sells things like an e-commerce site is really to understate how vast and expansive they are.
Well, and I'm sure some people are thinking, and not only does it want to become a media company, its founder, Jeff Bezos, now owns the Washington Post.
Right, exactly. I mean, Amazon really has unbounded ambition. They want to beat everyone at everything. And historically, they've been pretty good at that. But what I wanted to find out is, how can you take down Amazon? You know, every company has weaknesses. I don't care how big or powerful you are. And so I called around and just asked people who have studied Amazon's business model, you know, where are the soft spots? Where are the places where if you're a smaller company, a startup maybe, where are the places you would want to attack?
And what did you find?
Well, there were six findings, the few of them, I'll just start with the sort of the most important one, which is that Amazon is going to be challenged by companies like Google and Apple, mainly because those companies make the software that runs on our phones and tablets. Mobile e-commerce is a very large and growing market. It's expected to be more than half of e-commerce sales by 2018. And that's going to be a problem for Amazon because they just launched their first ever phone this year. And so far, not that many people have bought it. So most people have an iPhone or an Android, which means that if you're Google or Apple, you get the chance to shape how those devices deal with commerce. If you want to put a buy button on every item that shows up on your phone, you can direct that buy button to go to Amazon, or you can direct it to go to somewhere else. Mm. So that gives them an enormous amount of power over how the future of e-commerce works.
So where else did you find that Amazon is vulnerable?
Well, one of the sort of surprising things that I found was that people are now trying to compete with Amazon at what it does best, so shipping and logistics. So there are companies that are doing what's called same-day delivery, where, you know, usually if I order from Amazon, if I order, you know, a new bowl for my kitchen, it'll arrive 1 or 2 days later. But there are a number of companies that are saying, okay, well, we can get this to you actually the same day you order it. And so not only are companies like Google competing in this space, but there are also a number of startups, Postmates, Instacart, 1-1. There are all these sort of little companies that have armies of couriers that will deliver things to you. Basically, they'll start the moment you order it. And so this has actually been surprisingly effective because people have very immediate gratification needs. That, you know, when you want the bowl now.
Yeah.
And so Amazon's actually not the best equipped company to do that because their entire model is getting things to you from these big central warehouses that might be 3 or 4 states away. And when it's coming from 3 or 4 states away, it's not going to make it there in an hour, even if you fly it on its own private jet.
You think about it the way that you might think about airlines, where you've got some legacy carrier with its hub and spoke system that you've got to fly through Philadelphia to get to your destination, as opposed to a more nimble carrier that can just fly you direct, that is not maybe as big, but it can give you what you need.
Exactly. And Google is partnering with companies like Target and Barnes & Noble to say, well, actually, if you buy a book or a bowl or a pair of socks from us, we won't ship it from some centralized warehouse. Instead, we will send one of our trucks to the nearest Target to you or the nearest Barnes & Noble to you. We'll pick it off the shelf and we'll deliver it to you. And that whole process is going to be much faster than ordering it from Amazon.
But I guess even given all of that, you wonder how a company as big as Amazon, as powerful as Amazon, could possibly be vulnerable.
If you look at sort of the numbers, it tells a pretty different story. Apple, for example, has $150 billion of cash.
Right.
They have an enormous cushion. They could try hundreds of different projects, and even if most of them failed, they could still be okay. Amazon works on a much nimbler cash flow. They only have about $5 billion in cash available. And so their projects need to sort of add to the bottom line pretty quickly in order for them to be considered successful.
You quote someone named Benedict Evans at Andreessen Horowitz who says that Amazon is the Sears Roebuck of the 21st century. Is that the way that you see it?
I do, and I think that's a pretty accurate metaphor. If you remember, Sears Roebuck used to have sort of a lock on mail order commerce. They had catalogs in every home in the country. If you bought something, it was more than likely that it was going to come from Sears Roebuck. But it's actually a good cautionary tale for Amazon, too, because what happened to Sears Roebuck? It's still around. It's now just Sears, but it's nowhere near as big or dominant as it was. And actually, if you go back and look at the history, what happened in the 1980s is that Sears tried to get very, very big and diverse. So they bought up real estate companies, credit card companies, financial services companies. They tried to expand beyond just doing what they were best at. And it really hurt them in the end. And I think that's what I think some investors and industry watchers are worried is going to happen to Amazon, too, that they're just getting too big.
You'll know it's time to worry if they name the Willis Tower the Amazon Tower in Chicago.
Exactly, exactly.
Kevin Roos, technology columnist for New York Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And what do you think? Do you think Amazon is vulnerable? And what do you think could take it down? Let us know at hereandnow.org. You can also find us on Twitter at hereandnow. I'm at Jeremy Hobson.